people probably honored me more than I was worthy of. Glad to be here. Glad of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I feel glad that
it's available to those that hear the Word of God. You know, we've had some wonderful preaching already. We had a wonderful message today, Brother Larry Watts. I had a wonderful message last night from Brother Roy. And I just admire people that are preaching the Word of God, Brother Tommy, as it is, not twist it. You can't twist it. You may try, but we can't twist it because it don't twist. It's a straight and narrow, so we don't twist the Word of God. I know it's denying. I know that there's literature out that's tried to derail folks from taking their stand in the Word of God, but it didn't change it. It hadn't changed it. Amen. I would like to tell you tonight that you're for one purpose, and that's to see God do things. I'm not trying to make a name. I've never tried to make a name, because you're just what you are. I said, we're just what we are. It don't make no difference what we try to make ourselves outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are nothing.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know. I've always felt I needed to go just about like they found me. Amen. Wind up just about like they first saw me. And apparently that folks, amen, usually know me when they see me. Hallelujah. How many would like to be identified tonight as a person that would walk the walk, amen, and continue till you'd know just about what to look for when you saw it? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe God appreciates that. I do, because, you know, I've always heard that a big shot was a little shot away from home. And I suppose that's just about right. But our pride will never get us there. Our unbelief will never get us there. Now, Brother Roy, he preached, and he got us into the holiest of holies the other night. And he did, how little he knew, you can believe this or not believe it. He got us into the holiest of holies. A wonderful message started from the beginning. Brother Larry Watts got us in the upper room today. But they left out a gap that I felt that God led me to fill. Felt it for a week. You wouldn't believe how the Holy Ghost directs preachers. I wouldn't tell this if it wasn't for knowing what I know. For over a week, God has dealt with me on this thought between what these two preachers preached. Praise God. I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. Amen. Hallelujah. I just know that it's there, just like it is. And I just know that we got to preach it just like it's laid down. I just know from the Genesis to Revelations that there's a pattern. Amen. And I just know if we will take this whole thing, put it together, rightly divide it, I just know that there's no way that we can simply, no way that we can truthfully deny the Scriptures if we'll take it line upon line. Amen, as it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'd like to do a few things tonight, and we're going to get along as fast as we can. Most of all, I'd like to see an altar service. I've worked myself a little bit today. I feel a little bit tired tonight. Been several hours here in this, trying to pull, trying to help. Just can't stay out of it. Amen. Now, it seems like some folks can stay out of it real easy. But there's something in me that I can't stay out of trying to do something for God. I don't want to ever lose that. I hope if you've lost it, that you'll get it back tonight. Amen. And get on the battlefield for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like for us to start back over in the book of the third chapter of Matthew. Now, Brother Roy brought us up. He brought us right up to John. Now, the Bible said that the laws and the prophets were until John, and since that time the kingdom of God is preached and every man presseth into it. And we find that where John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise God. He began this turnover from the old covenant to the new. Hallelujah. So old John, he came preaching. Amen. He was preaching. And one day, there's some folks that came to his baptism. Amen. To be baptized of him. He said, you generations of vipers, who's warned you to plead in the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meets for repentance. This is going to be very simple. They got the hard part. I'm going to get the easy part. This is very simple. Amen. He said, who's warned you to plead in the wrath to come? Bring forth some fruits and meats for repentance. And think not to say within yourself that we have Abraham for a father. I say unto you that God's able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And also the axe is laid at the root of the trees. And every tree that bringeth not forth fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Now I'm just going to have to jump a little bit here. I've tried to quote you a little. You know it better than maybe than I could quote it already. Everybody usually knows this. But I'd like for us to go here to the 11th verse is what John told these people he was baptized. And he said, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Oh, this is where she started, folks, in the turnover. Whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand. Oh, I like that. Amen. Thank God, and he'll thoroughly purge his floor. He'll gather his wheat into the garner, but the chaff he'll cast into unquenchable fire. Amen. Okay. We find that while John was baptizing, we want to go a little further. We find that in this that Jesus came while John was baptizing to be baptized of him. John was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. Amen. Jesus was begotten of the Holy Ghost. But he came to be baptized. John saw him coming. Amen. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. Amen. That taketh away the sins of the world. But when he got there, John tried to deny baptizing. He said, I need to be baptized if you and cometh to me to be baptized. Amen. He said, suffer to be so now. For thus it behooves us, becometh us, to fulfill all righteousness. And the Bible said, amen, that he baptized him. And coming up right way out of the water. Hallelujah. The heavens were open. Hallelujah. And he saw the Spirit descending in the body shape of a dove, lighting upon his shoulder. Oh, praise God. He was putting his approval on this new covenant age that we're under. And lighting upon his shoulder. Amen. I believe then over in the book of John, he said, this is my beloved son. Amen. In whom I am well pleased. Well, I tell you, I know that if Jesus, anything that he put his approval on had to be good. Praise God. John was baptized. Amen. And he came out of there with this filling of the Holy Ghost that came on him in the river of Jordan. And in the fourth chapter, we find out after his temptation, after the devil had taken him and cuffed him for 40 days, amen, did he come back preaching the same message that John preached? Amen. He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Folks, we can leave it or take it. It's there for us. This ball begins to roll. I said it begins to roll. We want to go over here in the Old Testament. We want to follow on up here just a little bit. Going over here to the book, back here to the book of Jeremiah. And we want to read a little bit here in the chapter 31. If you've got your Bible, you won't turn with us. I'll not keep you on your feet long, but stay with me just for a few minutes. Chapter 31. Well, this Bible's red. I had it marked, but I blew it around. Chapter 31. Praise the Lord. Thank God for victory tonight that He has given us over by the powers of the enemy. The devil would like to destroy us, but I'm glad, amen, that He. We'll be reading the 29th verse, I believe it is, of chapter 31, verse 29, if I'm not mistaken. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Wait a minute here. I'm in the wrong book. We'll get there directly. All right. Chapter 29. Listen, there was something that was coming. And this old prophet, he saw this 606 years, I believe, before Christ. How those prophets looked down. See, he was still working through these prophets. Amen. And bring us up to date to how this thing would happen. The day cometh, saith the Lord, that I will sow this house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of men and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that lot as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, as saith the Lord. Oh, I'm glad of that. Verse 29, I like this. Folks, the law back in that time, people, their children died to the as much as the third and fourth generation because their father sinned, because they hadn't kept the commandments of God under the law. But here in verse 29 tells me something. I'm not going to tell you that your children won't get into trouble in this hour because that they don't do right, but they'll never have to pay your debt. Hallelujah, neither will you ever have to pay their debt. This is the new covenant. Let's talk about it just a little. Verse 29. In those days they shall say no more, the father has eaten a sour grape and set the children's teeth on edge. But one shall, every one shall die for his own iniquities. Did you get this real clear? And every man that eateth his sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Amen. I like that, folks. Amen. There's nobody's fault but mine. There's nobody's fault but yours if you don't make heaven. Nobody's fault but yours if we don't put on the whole armor of God. Nobody's fault but mine that I don't put on the whole armor of God. Where are we, my friend? This thing didn't happen overnight. I said it was a lot of ritual. It was a lot of services back there that this priest had to go through. A lot of suffering. Amen. From place to place. That's all right. Amen. Sit down. I hope you get up before it's over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants us to rise up. He wants us to be open. He wants us to take it as it is. Amen. And stand on it. It'll never be changed. Somebody said, I don't believe it. Thank God it didn't change it. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, it'll never happen. Thank God it won't change it. Somebody said, it's not for me. It won't change it. Peter said it for you and your children, for them it's for all. Even as the Lord our God shall call. What? Amen. When I heard that as a 15-year-old boy, I said, if they got it, I can get it. Hallelujah. I believe what little I heard. I didn't know how to read the Bible. We didn't have a Bible. I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. I know that I got gloriously saved and delivered, and the stars shine bright. Everything was different. But I didn't know, amen, anything about more power with God. Oh, but before I turned 16 years old, I said, God, I believe if they got it, I can get it, and I'm going after it. Amen. We went down to my uncle's place, and we had a little prayer meeting that night. I don't know how how many is there. The old living room filled up. I never got beside myself like I did that night. Amen. But I meant business with God. And if you mean business with God, He will simply do business with you. Don't you try to flea bargain. Don't try to flea bargain. Amen. We got to go just a little further here. I want to read a few more verses of this scripture. Behold, in verse 30, everyone shall die for his own iniquities, and every one that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. And in verse 31, behold, the day come. Listen to this. Saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. What's he saying? He says it's not going to be like it was. It's not going to be like it is. This thing's changing. This is 606 years before Christ. Okay, verse 32. Now, according to the covenant that I made with their fathers. No, sir. Amen. We're not under there anymore. In the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which come by covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them. Oh, I like this 33rd verse. Listen to what he said. This is 600 years, just 600 years before Christ. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. After what days? After 606 years, look like. Amen, that he prophesied. And then we're going to find another prophet. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. Wait a minute, I missed something. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law in their hearts, in their inward parts, and will write them in their hearts, and will be God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, saying, know ye the Lord. His brother, saying, know ye the Lord. They shall all know me, from the least to them to the greatest. Oh, thank God. I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Oh, but it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. This shall be the covenant. Let's go over in the book of Joel just for a little. And we're going to read a little bit over here in the book of Joel. And from there, we're going to try to preach a little bit. Stay with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Wonderful promises. And it shall come to pass afterward. Now here we are, 194 years later. Some old prophet, like this man right here, Joel, is prophesying, amen, of the fulfillment of what God prepared for us. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants, man, your young men shall see visions, and all my servants, also upon my servants and handmaids, shall pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall, my spirit, and I will shew wonders in the heavens above and earth beneath, and fire and pillars of smoke. Amen. God confirmed this thing on down through time. This is 194 years after. Amen. This promise was made. All right. We'd like to go further with this. Amen. We'd like to think about what we read in the book of John. Over here where John was baptizing, and he said, there's one coming mightier than I whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with praise God. And he did. Then we'd like to go. I'm going to go to where Brother Watts quit. We're going to go here in the book of Acts, and we're going to get a little bit of scripture over here before we go back. Now, I may be going backwards to this with you, but anyway, we're going to try to get this out to you tonight. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, here we see the first, here of the book of Acts, and we all know how it reads. Amen. Okay, I'd like to quote a brief, if I can, in the book of Luke, the last chapter and the last few verses. You know, the Bible said they followed him out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands, and he blessed them. And he told them, he said, return to Jerusalem and tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. Amen. Praise the Lord. And according to the scripture, they were standing gazing in the air, in the elements. And two men in white apparel stood by them. Said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus that you see going away. In other words, he's saying, this Jesus has done his job here on earth. But you know, I like to think about what he said, Jesus said. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Amen. What's he saying? I'm not going to leave you without the source of power that it's going to take for you in the day to come. Praise God. But I'm going to pray the Father, and he's going to give you another comforter. I might relate again that he breathed on the disciples. Amen. As they followed him, he gave them power to lay hands on sick folks. I said, he breathed on them. This is some of that on that Brother Don was teaching on tonight. He breathed on them, and they had power to do some things. They had power to see folks heal, but they did bump a stump, and they had to, the people come to Jesus and said, your disciples wasn't able to do this. They wasn't able to cast this out. And Jesus said, when he came, said, this kind comes out by prayer, by fast, prayer and fasting only. Praise God. They bumped something. I want to show you something, because if we had a title for this message, would be before and after. Before and after. So, Jesus healed, delivered, there where they couldn't. They had hit something they couldn't. But folks, not for long. Hallelujah. Amen. They went back just like they was commanded to go back. And they went back in that upper room. Brother Roy mentioned something last night that I've thought about a lot. Where was the others that didn't go in the upper room? If there was 500 or above, where were they? We got no track of where they was, Roy. I don't know. But I just as much believe as anything, if they'd have went in that upper room like they was commanded to go, that they'd have been filled, every one of them, with the Holy Ghost. What do you think? Amen. Listen, it's not every time that folks will obey God in what they need, what he tells them to do. Amen. He told them to go back. I believe he told the rest of them exactly what he told 120. Amen. To go back and tarry there until he's endued with power from on high. But somewhere along the line, there's only a count of about 120 that received it. Oh, but thank God, here they are. These boys was a bit helpless before they went in that upper room. They bumped devils that they wasn't able to cast out. They saw things that they wasn't able to do. But after, amen, this was before Peter followed Jesus and denied him. Before, amen, many things he couldn't do. He walked on the water, and he failed to continue to walk on the water. Jesus reached out and took him by the hand and lifted him up and got him out of it. He was watching after. He's watching over, of course. Amen. He was here with them. Amen. I said he's here with them. There's no use for them to fast and to tarry then, because they had the bridegroom. No, they wouldn't. They didn't need anything else. He walked right here with them. Amen. You know, the question was to Jesus, why? Amen. Why don't your disciples fast? Amen. He said, well, not now, but later they will, because the bridegroom's with them now, and there's no use to fast. There's no need to fast. But one of these days, amen, this thing's going to be different. Thank God, and it was different. But I tell you what, they were short of something. I was short of something when I got saved. Amen. Oh, before I got it, brother, I couldn't hardly stand up and testify. After I got it, my feet got away. Amen. My emotions went wild. Hallelujah to God. I thought I was 3 foot off the floor. I probably wasn't 6 inches. I felt like that I'd never get back to earth. I wanted to go on that night. Amen. My feet was going faster than I realized that anybody's feet could ever go. My tongue was speaking in a language I never heard. Amen. The devil said, "You blowed it." I was a dancing up a street, they said. Amen. With all my might. I don't think they had nothing on me. Brother, they were something like it. But after that night, hallelujah to God, things was different. I was more able. Amen. I just stand up in the 8th verse. Jesus, in the 8th verse, he said, "Ye shall receive power after, not before, but after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then you're going to be witnessing." I tell you, if you're backward about testifying, get a hold, amen, of what you need. Get it in, fill it. It'll straighten the kinks out in you. Glory. Oh, I can see these men. I get a picture, Brother Arliss, of these men, how they followed him, and how lonely they felt when he went away. Man, they felt like they'd lost all they ever had. But Jesus is good of his word. Hallelujah. He prayed the Father, and he gave us that comforter. If we live without it, amen, we just, it's our fault, it's not his fault. Somebody said, "It's not for me." Well, we sure disputing Peter's word, because he said, "It's for you and your children, for them it's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." But I tell you, it made a new boy out of me. I didn't have the bones. I met a man the next day. I had a 10-mile walk. I had went 10 miles to get the Holy Ghost and shouted all the way back. Hallelujah. Glory. I tell you, I was going back home a different boy, because that was after. Hallelujah. I said that was after. If you realize tonight what a difference, if you hadn't got the Holy Ghost, it would make it, you would let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you could know just one part of what it would give you, amen, to witness and to stand for God, you wouldn't stop. If it was before daylight, you'd be like old Brother Wheeler, amen, that fought this sawdust after God saved him and delivered him, amen, delivered his soul. He was sitting here one night in camp meeting at 1 o'clock one morning. Everybody went off and left him. But he said, "I know," he had to say within himself, "I'm going to have it." He's setting up like a baby with his feet stuck out in front of him. He gave me out to look at him, because he looked like he's sitting in the awfulest strain I ever saw. And here's what he's saying. He's saying, "God, I won't leave till you give me directions." It was a cold night. Oh, this is before. Hallelujah. "But I'll not leave till you give me directions." I was a shivering. It was cold. I was wet with sweat. Me and his wife was the only two here with him. I got the...
Amen.
Now, the devil tried to scare you out. Come on. Oh, but I felt so good. I couldn't afford not to let it happen. Amen. If you know what it is like, you wouldn't quake your spirit. Come on, folks. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody. They've been folks that's already in this meeting has quaked your spirit and tried to say, "Well, it's not for me. And surely I don't aim to get wound up at it tonight." But friends, it's for you. It's for you. Okay. Here we go. Peter and John coming out of an upper room being filled with the Holy Ghost. Brother Roy told us about this last night, and Brother Larry preached it today. I'm going to have to saw this off, because I'm about to the end of the rope. But you see, amen, these folk came out of that room different to what they went into it. Amen. Oh, glory to continue in one accord for 10 days. Oh, my God. I'd give out a while ago, but I'm ready for the night. Come on, I said, I'm now ready for the night. Why? Amen, the anointing will destroy the yoke, folks. I said the anointing will destroy the yoke. Hallelujah to God. How many knows that tonight? Why don't you glorify God? Peter and John on their way to the temple to pray. They had passed this fella time and again. Amen. But they was not able to help him. I believe if they had been, they would have. What do you think? Oh, but this time, this is after. That was before. No doubt they'd passed him time and again. Amen. Before they received that power, they passed him by. They looked at him, maybe dropped a few coins in the cup. Oh, but this time they had something that they could drop inside. Amen to this man. Thank God, this beggar. Hallelujah to God. And Peter and John, amen, said, amen, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the Bible said immediately his ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up and stood and leaping in and jumping into the temple with him. And they run together in Solomon's porch, and thank God it triggered off one of the greatest churches, amen, that we'll ever hear about. Glory to God. I tell you, our folks, we'll never do what we ought to do until we get power with God. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to retire, not as long as I can do it.
Amen.
Praise God. I've got no intentions to retire.
Praise God.
Every time I see the devil start a ruckus, makes me want to fight harder. Come on, somebody said, oh, you don't know what's happening in our church. Let me tell you, folks, if some of you right here, I know that's had this experience, you have things to happen in church, and it looks like it's split it wide open, but it hadn't. If you're in like you ought to be, if you're together with unity, it'll make you stronger. This old boy went in, praised God, and went on into Solomon's porch. And people began to run together and said, hey, that's that old boy that we've been seeing down there at the gate.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, Lord, something happened to him.
Yeah.
They run together greatly wondering. They got their eyes on Peter, and John began to stare and say, hey, Peter said, why do you look on us earnestly? Hey, amen, just give him a chance. Hallelujah. He said, amen, this man, by the same Jesus that you crucified. Amen. This is why this man, amen, in his name, through his name, hallelujah, has perfect soundness. It's because, hallelujah to God, amen, that the Holy Ghost had came in their lives and empowered them to see this man. Glory to God, rise out of that predicament, hallelujah, and go forward serving God. Listen, the revival just started. 3,000 souls were added. Every time they opened their mouth, Peter had another chance to shut it. Gave him a chance to preach. Glory! Are you afraid of the devil tonight? I tell you what, get empowered. Because it's going to take it. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. They begin to harass these men of God. Every time they do anything, it got stronger. You know the reason why we're not getting more done than what we are? We jump every time the devil says boo. I said we jump every time there's a little something comes up. The devil began to try to throw it off a track with him, Brother Arnold. But he couldn't do it. Every time he made a move, God moved greater. The Holy Ghost made a greater move. Amen. They began to put him in jail. began to whip him, began to threaten him. But every time it happened, there's more added to the church. And finally, at last, they decided to give a final blow. The devil did. And when they began to sell their possessions, and they brought it, and they give it, and sold everything they had together, and they had all things common, and Ananias, his wife, the devil got a hold of those two to try to trip the whole church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, but I can shout about their boldness and about their staying power that they had. Hallelujah. Here Ananias comes in and denied. Amen. Or lied about the price of the property. And his wife came in later knowing what they'd agreed on, but not knowing what had happened to her husband. And the feet of those, Peter said, is at the gate that just carried your husband out, and they're going to carry you out. Oh, somebody said, that had to blow that church wide open. No, it didn't, because the Bible said the church grew and multiplied. Hallelujah. Charlie, we're too easy hurt. We're too easy to faint before we hurt. Then a lot of folks fainted. It wasn't a thing wrong with them. Imagination. Come on, help me a little bit. I had a good friend of mine told me about being in the Army. And in the Navy, I believe it was. And they was on an island. I believe in the, was in, it was one of them little islands where they were at. And the battle had got hot. They had started out and they was trying to flee from the enemy. And they was in a coconut grove. And he said he was walking along and the shells were falling close to him. And he just knew that they wasn't going to make it. And that's what's wrong with a lot of us. These little things falling and we're just expecting to get all the life knocked out of us. And why don't somebody shout tonight, hallelujah to God, if we're soldiers in this thing, yes, be soldiers. I say, if we wear the uniform, yes, have something inside of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Not a form of godliness, not denying the power, my friend, but putting on the breastplates of righteousness and the shield of faith and taking the sword of the Spirit, amen, which is the Word of God, amen, that we might be able. That's what they done. I said, that's what they done. But now this is after. Amen. I said, this is after. If that had to happen, perhaps that had to happen before they went in the upper room, I believe it would have blown that thing all to pieces. You say what you want to. Because it don't take much to tear up a church today. Because there's not enough of unity in it. Come on. I said it don't take but just a little to tear things all to pieces because they're not together. But the Bible said these were a unified body. Sold out. Sold out. Come on. Help me just a little while. Thing. I ain't going to keep you all night. I've went to the end of my rope. I've come from where I wanted to come from. Here's office. Amen. The devil hindered a little bit, but I'm here, and I'm just about ready to block it all. But I don't aim to quit telling you that if you want power with God, you can have power with God, and I'm here to tell you how we're going to need all we can get from God. What, believe it or not, it's going to take all we can get from God, and so why not stand up and stand out and lay hold on what's ours? Those men went on. Old Paul come on the scene. Thank God and everything that went wrong, the church grew. You can't show me a place where the church quit growing after the day of Pentecost. We see that there's some places and some places that John wrote about, some churches wrote about, amen, that got lukewarm, amen, and spewed out. And we see folks that thought they had everything there was to get. And he told you, he said, you're naked, you're miserable, you're poor, you're wretched, and you're blind. And I'm going to counsel you that you get a hold of some gold tried in the fire. Amen. That you might die, raiment, and have your nakedness covered when the day comes. Amen. Tell you, we need a covering today of the power of God if we ever did in this world, folks. Amen. I can hear the thunder roar. I can can see the lightning flash in 60 years. I see things you wouldn't believe. I'd change. Oh, brother, but God hadn't changed. He's still in the filling business. He's still in the saving business. He's still in the deliverance. He's still healing. Still healing. Because everybody ain't healed, there's no sign he ain't healing. Come on. The church is under a great task. You believe that or let it go. The devil's trying to break the faith of the church with sicknesses, diseases, and unanswered prayers. Now stay with me a little while. He thinks that if he can hold this thing off just a little while, it'll work. I'm here to tell you what I believe about it. I believe all these things and to bring the church back to the early church, amen, where we'll get rid of everything and learn really to trust God, amen, live or die, sink or swim, hallelujah to God, that God will bring us to this thing, even though we're tied as by fire, God will bring us to it. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Stand up with us. Praise the Lord. God's in this place. We want some folks to get on the stage here. You don't have to be told. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah to God. I want to tell you something tonight. Folks, it's not even good dark. And there's probably a portion of this crowd thinking about going home. I remember in that old building one night, one evening at 1 o'clock Sunday school time. That's an odd time, but that's when it happened. A group of people gathered there. The power of God fell and there's 7 people saved. Most of them were adult people. No one went home to feed. No one went home to milk. No one went home to feed the chickens. Amen. But when the sun began to blaze the sky in the east, we walked out of that old building. My friend, with 7 new converts. Glory to God. Listen, God's expecting more out of us than what we're doing. I said God's expecting more out of us than what we're doing. I don't know no other way to tell it. Amen. But to rise up. Amen. And come against the forces of the devil and put on the whole armor of God. Don't sit down. Because we're not going to mill around here any longer. We need an altar service. We need an altar service. I said we need an altar service. We need to pray. Somebody said, I can't go to church because I just can't lose sleep. I told one lady, she kept talking about she couldn't go to church, she couldn't lose sleep, and I eventually told her what I thought. I said, I can tell you what's wrong with you. You don't go to church enough to be used to it. Amen. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I tell you what I want you to do tonight. How many of you feel like you need more God in your life? Listen, this is a pretty good space for folks to come into. And I tell you what I wouldn't dare to do. If I was out there and this place was crowded with folks in the altar, I wouldn't dare to stay out of a circle somewhere. Thank God where folks, amen, were praying and seeking the face of God. I would not dare to let my mind be carried off out yonder somewhere. Praise God. I would be concerned enough, amen, to be here. And if I was under this floor, amen, tonight, you believe it or not, and this altar service was going on, I'd try to pray and cry my way through as much as I would if I was in this building. Oh, you say you're lying. I'm not lying, folks. I don't like to call under the floor, especially to shut the door behind me. But I'll tell you, if I was there, I'd pray. I'd seek God. I'd believe God for what He can do in this service. There's some of you here tonight, amen, that need the Holy Ghost so bad because the task is going to get worse and worse and worse. And you need that power that those men had after that they didn't have before. I said you need that power that those men had after that you didn't have before. How we're going to get it? We're going to get it when we want it. We're going to get it when we go in after it. We're going to get it when we mean business with God. And we don't mean to stop till we get it. It took me Amen. God's not that kind of a God. If anybody will ask, amen, an egg, he won't give him a serpent. He won't. If you ask a fish, he won't give us a stone. God is a God of love. He's a God of mercy. But he's a God of judgment. That's the sad part about it. Friends, listen. We are living in a world we need to be able to help. We can't help them without. I want you to be first to walk out tonight and walk down to this altar. Amen. We're still talking about, it started off talking about the Holy Ghost, and we're still talking about the Holy Ghost. It's talked about today, and God has lined three messages up. If you want to call this one line on one, you mark your book, and you see if the messages don't go out to a church world tonight in every identical one of these services, I'll guarantee you, somebody said, why don't we preach to the sinner? Why don't we get out of the door and let the sinner come in? Praise God. Jesus told the Pharisee, he said, you won't go in yourself, and you stand in the door, and you hinder them that would go in. Oh, God, help us. I said, at least get out of the door. All right. Sing if you want to. Come on, I want to see. Amen. How many is interested? Amen. In trying to get a hold. Amen. Of something greater. Glory to God than what you've already got a hold of. I know.